All right. Well, welcome to tonight's planning and zoning meeting. I will give the opening welcome and pledge. If you notice on the agenda, I am not Travis Hollingshead. So we forgot to edit that, but we thought he was coming until yesterday, let us know he wasn't. So anyways, we will definitely miss Travis and excuse him from tonight's meeting. Tom Zogas is going to chair our meeting in Travis's absence. So with saying that, we'll start with a Pledge of Allegiance. If you'll follow me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Okay. I will turn the time over to Tom Zogas, and you can take it from here, Tom.
So, hello.
Do I need to see what we're here for, the agenda?
You can, yeah. Yep, you can.
Okay, so we're here for the agenda for the purpose of this memorandum is to furnish each member of the Planning and Zoning Board with comprehensive information regarding selected agenda items. The agenda tonight is conditional use permit for a home occupation trailer.
Then go into
analysis. Shandy Bradshaw is the owner of Rockhounds Pet Grooming, which operates out of a seven.
Hang on, Tom. If you'll do the conflict of interest statement first, see if anybody, if there is a conflict of interest. So off the agenda.
Yeah.
Number two.
Ask if anybody.
Just ask.
Oh, so does anyone have a conflict of interest statement?
And then go to the approval of minutes for March. So we just need to approve the minutes and then ask for a motion.
Okay, so I approve these minutes for March 3rd, 2026. Do I have a motion?
I'm not sure I received a copy of the minutes. Did you guys?
In our emails?
She did email them to you after the last meeting.
It would have been back in March. It would have been a while ago.
I think I remember back. I was thinking it was a month ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
It's been a long time. We need to meet more often. No?
Are you going to second to approve? I'll second to approve.
Okay. So motion by Hal?
Motion to approve. Okay.
So we got
two. Motion by Hal.
Motion by Hal.
Murdoch and then
Murdoch
second,
second by Tanya Gillis.
Perfect. Now you can go on to explain the agenda item.
So the analysis. Shandy Lee Bradshaw is the owner of Rockhounds Pet Grooming, which operates out of a 17 by 7 foot mobile box trailer that is stationed at 705 North, 100 West. The property is zoned single family residential and a conditional use permit is required for a home occupation business and the issuance of a business license. Based on the images provided, the trailer appears to be located behind the residence and is not readily visible from neighboring properties or the public right-of-way. However, the application does not include specific details regarding anticipated water usage, waste disposal, odor control, noise impacts, parking accommodations, or proposed hours of operation.
So Tom, and Planning and Zoning Board, this is an image. You have only one copy of that map?
Yeah, she supplied us with an image.
We can use this. I'm done.
Yeah, it's similar to this above, and she just put an X, and it's right there in front of that white shop or garage.
If you can see my cursor, from the map that she provided, this is seemingly where she is going to put her dog grooming trailer. Right here, so you can see it's quite a ways from the road.
House and from the
quite road. A ways from the neighbors, but this is the location that she has indicated where it will go.
I drove by today. There was a lot of parking in front of her house on 100.
Okay,
but if that's where they're going to park,
the only other comment that she added is that clients just bring their pets there. I'm not sure that they stay there. That she keeps them there.
Yeah, they probably drop them off together.
I would assume that it's just drop off and pick up, that she doesn't keep.
So there's probably never going to be a lot of vehicles there.
From the information we have, no, that's not going to be the case.
It's a similar business to what Diane's up there by.
Yes, Diana Walker.
The blocks would be.
Correct. Yes, correct.
Except it's behind the house.
Yeah,
I'm assuming she's probably just going to use city sewer for.
That's a good.
Because they wouldn't have septic tanks right there. I don't.
No, they would. They'd be connected to sewer.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there.
I would think that she.
Yeah.
Excessive, so.
Right.
One question I've got is, you know, if the neighbors were contacted with a letter like they normally do.
She's related to most of these neighbors other than the Stokers and then across the street.
There were letters. Let me see. One, two, three. 20 letters would have went out regarding this property.
Were any received back or?
I do know Paula had mentioned that she did receive comment from one of the neighbors, and she asked them to make appearance here to address their concerns if they had any. So I'm assuming that.
That's the only concern I would have.
And on the, thanks for that, Al, on the list of considerations with Shandy not being here, I would just add, you guys can consider, you know, if you have questions specific for her, you can consider tabling until she's present or whatever. But if you don't have those kind of questions, and those three considerations are what we would recommend.
Well, let me ask you one more question. A conditional use permit can be canceled or rescinded if the complaint's against her, right?
Yep, it can be revisited.
Okay, so.
Yeah, if you put conditions on the conditional use permit and those conditions aren't being met, then absolutely.
Would there be any conditions?
Well,
on this one?
Like it's stated, you know, does not include, this plan does not include specific details regarding anticipated water usage, waste disposal, odor control, noise impacts, parking accommodations, which I think we addressed. You know, it sounds like it's going to be a drop-off pickup. Proposed hours of operation. So if you'd like to base your conditions or any conditions you want to do based off those topics, that might be a good way to go. If you want to impose conditions, you don't have to.
No, I don't think there would be a smell because it's indoors cleaning and just shaving pretty much.
I think the only complaints you would get is if a dog was barking.
Yeah, noise or smell.
I would do it within a certain
business. If she was doing it at 9 or 10 o'clock at night, mm-hmm. and had an extra dog waiting and he's barking,
mm-hmm.
that could be a problem. But I would think if we
say probably going to be a 9 to 5 or 9 to 7.
Business hours.
Normal business hours.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that condition can definitely be imposed.
Well, with those things being said, I'd make a motion to approve the conditional use permit.
With the condition of normal business operating hours?
I'll second.
Maybe say within one to two business hours, you know. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I agree. I think it has to be within business hours, but then I also think
an hour or two after wouldn't hurt.
I wouldn't hold very many dogs there, like just within a couple. And I think other than that, I would second that as well.
So just in Paula's notes, she just put that we would approve a conditional use permit as long as she follows all city laws and regulations.
And that would fall under that.
That would cover.
Yeah. So okay.
She would have to do something, like if there was a barking dog, that would come against our noise ordinance, and she'd probably have to do something after that.
That would be that nuisance ordinance. Yeah, I'll make that.
So,
So I'll make a motion that we accept it with those conditions.
Yeah.
And I will second that motion.
Okay, so Hal Murdock motions to approve this with the conditions.
She follows city laws.
That she follows city laws and regulations. And then Tanya Gillis seconds that motion.
And all in favor.
And then all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
Very good.
So we just need to make a motion to adjourn the meeting in a second, and then all in favor.
I need a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second.
All seconds. I agree. I'll third.
So, I need to repeat that.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm not sure.
So Tanya Gillis motions first, and Hal Murdock motion second to adjourn this meeting.
And then just say all in favor.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Hit that thing.
Oh.
There you go. Nice and official.